Hey guys, make it a great Thursday, first and foremost. Looking ahead to the college football weekend, you have ASU Cal. Cal is ranked 16th in the nation. The Sun Devils coming off a brutal loss to Colorado. I'm very much looking forward to this game, other than it is on a Friday night. Friday night should be reserved for high school football, in just my humble opinion. For Justin Wilcox, the head coach of the 16th-rated Bears, when he looks at ASU's defense.
Well, their defense isn't giving up many points. I think they're at about, 13 and a half a game or something like that. Haven't given up many points at all. They're, Coach Edwards has a background on defense, and you see that. But I think they play really hard. They're physical up front with their front four, and they got good skill in the secondary and linebackers, you know. I got a linebacker that makes a ton of plays, Merlin, and secondary is really active and attacks the ball.
Yeah, talking about Merlin Robertson there. On the offensive side of the football for ASU, what does Cal see?
A ton of talent at the skill spots, receivers, running back. Eno Benjamin's a fantastic player. Jaden Daniels is very, very talented. And you see, you know, they run some of the traditional spread things that you see. Tight ends are active, so a talented offense for sure.
So I look at Cal and feel as though, I know their record says 4-0, and I know that they've gone to Washington and won. They went down to Ole Miss and won. Doesn't matter if it's controversial fashion or not. It's a win. Cal's one of those teams ranked 16th in the nation. They're undefeated. They'd have to be one of the early season surprises without question. I think if you look at the national scope of where Cal is, and then let's take a program like Auburn. Auburn beat Oregon. Auburn beat Texas A&M. They play Mississippi State this weekend. So these are two programs on the national scale that don't get all the hype and attention. Auburn does because they're in the SEC, but not as much. I think people are looking ahead from the ASU game nationally saying, well, if Cal beats ASU, they're going to have Oregon the following week. They've already given that Oregon-Cal game a national TV window for exposure purposes. So I think there's a little bit of, yeah, Cal may be one of those teams. This is not going to be a pushover game. It just isn't. In fact, if you look at ASU under Herm Edwards and how things have gone so far, to me, just me in this, this will be one of the more interesting games in the Herm Edwards short tenure because, look, they won at Michigan State, and that was hard. They came home, they laid an egg against Colorado. No matter how people try to explain it away, you can't. That was a bad, bad showing, especially on defense. And Danny Gonzalez called his defense soft. Let's see if they take the challenge. But can they rally back on the road on a short work week? That's going to be the big question. I think if you look at U of A this coming weekend, really interesting game against UCLA. You have Khalil Tate against the UCLA defense. That's not good. The Wildcats had a bye last week. They're rested up after a nice game against Texas Tech. The Wildcats have played 78 players, guys, through three games. 78. It's a ton. Then you have UCLA having a little bit of confidence. So Kevin Sumlin's view on this game.
You got two teams that Saturday that are coming off of playing their best football so far this year, even though the season's early. It's young. That performance that they had and our last performance have been our best football. So you got two teams that really are kind of hitting their stride right now, you think. So it'll be a heck of a game Saturday.
I think this is a big game for recruiting, too. Kevin Sumlin was asked repeatedly about his showing last weekend in the Valley. I don't know if you knew this, but last Friday night, the U of A coach was in the Valley. They got a helicopter for him, much like what Todd Graham used to do, although Kevin Sumlin did this in Houston as well. And the media in Tucson was just infatuated with the fact that their coach got a helicopter to fly to a couple of games to check out players. And Sumlin said, you know, we are committed to recruiting the Valley, and that's the way that we do it. He said they've done this before out in Los Angeles. I think a UCLA-U of A game, if U of A is able to win this, it doesn't matter if UCLA is down. It doesn't. And it may be that they're finally figuring it out with all those young kids. You beat UCLA in their own backyard in Tucson, and you have recruits that are going to pay attention to that. This is a big game on many levels, I think, for where the Wildcat program is. One other game this weekend that I'm looking forward to, and that's Washington and Chris Peterson against USC.
I think they usually are good. You know, I think there's tremendous expectations down there on that program, which you know how I feel about that. To be very, very hard to deal with. And I think people look by, you know, guys improving, guys getting better. You know, it's like you look at this team and, you know, they got young guys and they play good and they're getting better and they're
So that will be a good one to watch as well. I promise you guys 5 solid minutes. There it is. Make it a great Thursday.